And I invite you to gently close your eyes, feet flat on the floor, spines nice and straight. Let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue with your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. We decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Allow your bodies to relax a little further around the neck and shoulder area. And just let the chair totally support you. This is our time in communion with Spirit. A time to open up the heart centers, open up our minds, and allow the blessings of God to enter in. God, I thank you for the special time of communion with you. I thank you for your love that is freely flowing through me. The love in my heart is but a reflection of your great love. And may I always remember this with humility. Thank you, God, for this sacred circle of prayer into which I can consciously enter anywhere. Anytime. I see this circle expanding as I become more aware of your presence. I see it growing to encompass the whole earth and each expression of your life, all people and all creatures. For the blessing of friends and loved ones, I am ever grateful. I recognize your comfort and loving care working in and through their lives. I give thanks for beauty, God, one sign of the abundance that you lavish upon the earth. And I remember that you have given all which is needed for my spiritual, emotional, and physical well-being. I remember not only in good times, but at all times, to give thanks to you for everything. I know that each experience in my life is an opportunity to experience more of you. In times of sorrow, you are there, just as in times of great joy. In times of trouble, your presence is with me, just as it is in times of harmony and peace. Just let those words resonate within you for a moment. And now let's take that journey to the secret place of the Most High. This is our place of peace, love, joy, and faith. And it is a place in consciousness that we can enter into at any time. So we make our way to that secret place. And as we get to the doorway, we remember that to be able to enter in, we should become empty. Which means if we are carrying around a lot of mental and emotional baggage and physical baggage, it's time to let it all go. Just let it fall away. And let's take a step through that door and have a seat. And as soon as we take that seat, we feel the light of the Christ surround us, fill us, and pour from us back out into our world. This light, this holy light, heals our sorrows and our physical bodies, prospers our lives, and allows us to express more love to one another. So let's just be in that moment together. And I invite you now to use this time to pray, to receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. We do thank you, gracious Spirit, that you've heard our prayers and you have answered them. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are also the promise of a new beginning following each ending. And for all these gifts, we do give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.